depressed people. It's like party rock music for depressed people. But they're great, and they played my basement once. That was awesome. And another time, I got lots of cheater slick stories, but one time, I was at South by Southwest. This is probably like 20 years ago. And, I might have been on a couple tabs, if you know what I'm saying. And, it was like 2:30 or 3 in the morning, and I had seen probably 20 bands that day. And wrapped it up with a cheater slick set, and, you know, Dana the drummer, as usual, in the buff. On a milk crate, rocking out. They actually turned off the power on them. Turned off the power on the cheater slicks. It's like, what? You can't do that. It was like 3 a.m. And then went outside, and it was like basically a riot on, what's that street called? Sixth or whatever. Anyway, good times, cheater slicks. Let's take it back to the beginning of the set. We went in chronological order. We heard 3 songs from... So the reason I wanted to play all this stuff also... is because Almost Ready Records has been doing a sort of Cheater Slicks reissue campaign. In fact, In the Red did too. So there's In the Red reissue Don't Like You, which is their 1994 album, I believe. There's a whole extra LP. I haven't even heard that yet. There's a whole extra LP. It's a great record. Almost Ready reissued Destination Lonely, their first album, like, I don't know, sometime in the last year. And then they've also been putting out all these live... LPs. So we heard stuff from those. There's also tons of live stuff on the Cheater Slicks Bandcamp. There's tons of live Cheater Slicks if you want to get into it. But we heard a bunch of stuff from 4 different LPs that came out this past year on Almost Ready. So we heard 3 songs from Live at CBGB's that was recorded in 1992. We heard Can It Be, Feel Free, and Possession. Then we heard some songs from a show at Vera, which is in Groningen, I believe, Netherlands. And we heard Motherload, Walk Up the Street, and Ghost, Walk Up the Street, Jonathan Richman cover, right? Ghost, of course, is one of their classics. Mudhoney covered that one. Then we heard, live in this very building, 2 floors above me, the Cheater Slicks. So there's a album that came out. One side is live on WFMU. The other side is live at Carabar, which is a place in Columbus. And so the Cheater Slicks stuff was recorded in 2004 on Cherry Blossom Clinic. And we heard Refried Dreams, which is a title track from a great 90s record by them. And then we finished up with 3 songs that were recorded in 2014 at Double Happiness, which is a venue in Columbus. And that show apparently was with Oneida, which is really cool. That was probably really fun. We heard Reality is a Grape, Psychic Toll, and Murder. Murder is one of their older cuts. They pretty much end a lot of shows with that one. And it's just kind of like the perfect ending after you've been like bludgeoned and had your ears singed by the Cheater Slicks for like 45 minutes. Anyway, great band. And it just reinforces how much I should not have missed them when they came recently. Anyway, cool, you know, wanted to play some Cheater Slicks and kind of like let off some steam. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Bucci is going to bring peace to the world soon. Until then, we're going to ride out with this new album, which is collaboration between Sewer Election and On, I believe is the artist's name, something like that. Alright, we'll see you next week. You've been listening to Freeform Radio. This is Spin H Blasters. I'm Krimo Coil. Peace Pot and Micro Dot.
Bucci, what are you doing in there?
Last time, I'm Bucci.
I'm just drinking in here. I love drinking. Hold on, let me open a can, another can of beer.
Turkey is an excellent source of protein.
See, there you go.
As is Jesus.
You know what? I'm going to eat you because you can't stay secular.
That's what I'm here for.
Guinness, that black nectar. Perfect creamy, off-white, foamy.
Fun fact, Guinness would float on a Bud Light. My first step is I'm going to chill the glass. I like to spin it in some, flaked ice.
This is a really big pint glass.
That's a proper pint.
Coors Light, frost brewed. What is that about?
Maybe should I be drinking? It's only 8 in the morning. Yeah, with Guinness, it doesn't really count.
Put it up to my mouth, then flip the top open. That's how I would drink a Bud Light. Yeah, stop on the bed, Bobby.
Please stop, mate.
That little embryo of foam right above the rim of the glass. Booch.
Phobia. Too foamy.
Oh, sorry.
You mucked it right up.
Room temperature in Ireland is pretty cool, so.
I spent a whole summer in a schoolhouse, an abandoned schoolhouse in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a proper pint.
Oh.
Great radio.
It is good radio. Well, we just lost a call.
The woman who trained me was, she was English and Irish. She was half-half. Got my can of Guinness here. That little plastic thing, man, it really gives it the bubble.
Bad foam head.
That's a bad foam head, buddy. You did a bad job.
I don't know what I'm doing.
All right, one more crack. Oh, man, you've been... I'm going to be sick.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Gently. Get it upright. Yeah, as you're
gently.
Coming towards the end of the floor,
gently.
Start to
gently.
Turn it
That's
upright.
What I'm saying. Gently. Oh, foamier. Foamier.
I'm loving it.
No. No. Stop. Please stop, mate. You're killing it.
Yeah. It's your boy, or a boy, Bucci. It's Tuesday, which only means one thing. And that thing is different for everyone. You know, I can't say it's just one thing, even though I really desperately want to. Man, I'm on the Guinness kick still. I've been drinking this thing pretty straight since last Tuesday. I refuse to learn from my failures and mistakes. And what is a failure? That's some good tasting failure, by the way. Oh, that's some foamy failure. FF. Hello, everyone. What is that? I hear this sound behind me. It's like the sound of open air. There is a window open. I'm going to close this window. There's a, the condo behind the studio. Cremo has this kind of conversation going. They open the windows and they talk to each other. I think they do each other's laundry or something. There's a laundry line that goes from WFMU to the condo, and so they're always doing each other's laundry, which is a Cremo Coil
adage.
Okay. Welcome all to the second week of the Advent. In this holiday month, we're doing, we've got an Advent calendar going in every every episode of Bucci this month. We're going to open a new door. It's where people are already calling it. People are already calling it the Boochvent calendar.
Boochies. Boochvent calendar.
So, like I said, every month we're opening a new door. Last week, Bucci pulled like a 8-inch slice of turkey out of it.
Turkey is an excellent source of protein.
That's a flashback to last week when we got a nice surprise of a nice turkey. I don't know what kind it was. Does Butterball make a turkey? The Advent calendar last week we've kind of had to change. Last week it was we used one that was shaped like Toddaphonic Todd's head, but then the dogs got to it, and I had to buy another one. I'm having a dog problem, and I don't want to get into it, but I'm having this big dog problem in the condo. Pack of wild dogs got in, and we're having like a devil of a time getting them out. They're in everywhere. They're in the lobby. They're in the the house. They're in the washing machine. They're in the garbage disposal. That's a sad one. That's sad. So anyway, I got a new one, and this one is, let me get it. This one is shaped like a pregnant woman, which is a little weird. Not sure I'm entirely comfortable with that. So let's open today's door. I'll do it respectfully. Okay. See, definitely not comfortable. Just close that door real fast. Definitely not. Like, you know. Definitely not comfortable. What is it? Let me pull it out. Oh, it's a baby-sized T-shirt that says Bucci's Little Meatball. But I don't have a child, and that's a Bucci promise. Where's the drop? Where is the... Ah. I don't have a baby, folks. I'm too busy doing Bucci. And Mrs. Bucci is too busy traveling to North Carolina to play golf. She's got like 6 golf games this week. She can't have a baby. You know, and actually, the more I look at this T-shirt, it's probably referring to an actual meatball. That's it. It's an actual meatball. It's probably meant for a T-shirt that's meant for a meatball to wear. You make a meatball, right? Let me see. You make a meatball, you're proud of it, you want people to know who made it, what better way than to put a T-shirt on it and just leave it on the counter. People are like, whoa, who's the mommy who made this meatball? It's me. So yeah, that's probably it. Anyway, I'm throwing it out. I'm throwing it out in the trash can, and then I'm burning the trash can. Not today, Satan. Satan.
Satan. Satan. Satan. Satan. Satan. Satan. Satan.
Anyway, that's door 2 of the Advent calendar, and 2 more to go.
Ho, 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 ho.
Baby's still crying from the trash can. All right. So, let's move on. We have a great show today planned. Pretty sure it's a great show. I've been, I'm a little bit all over, maybe because it's the Christmas season, you know, Bucci, I've been feeling very, 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 let me take another sip of beer. Very, 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 very stressed And that's not good for me. My doctor, Dr. Brad Ford, says, you need to chill, Booch. And that's the word he used. Chill. His voice had sunglasses on. Chill. He said, take off the bucket hat. Let your hair down, babe. Super inappropriate. He said, hey, dude, maybe you should take up a sport. Board game night. Do something, a recreational activity outside of Bucci. Where, you know, normally, you know, the show ends, you know, 2 inches from my face, and that's all I can see. Bucci doesn't have time for games. And, you know, people who follow me on Instagram, Bucci Nights. Know that he, you know, I'm a serious person. Mainly post about Reagan. How mad I am at Reagan. Reagan. And I'm mad at the band Reagan Youth, too, for not stopping Reagan. I think they really, I almost cursed, effed up. They had the chance and they blew it. And then, so that's all I basically, I post, and maybe the occasional bunion pick for cash. But, you know, so I don't have time. I said to my doctor, Dr. Ford, what about a healthy diet? What about exercise? Is that good for my stress? He said, no. You have to do a recreational activity or you're going to die. So what do I do? I certainly am not a team sport person. In college, I, you know, barely scored 15 touchdowns, barely ran 300 yards a game. So team sports are out. But, there are, of course, other kind of games. You know, High Lie. Bucci gambles on High Lie. He's not too much of a player. Too fast. Slow down is my note for High Lie. That thing where you fold a piece of paper into a triangle and then kick it over a field goal that you've made, someone else has made with their fingers. No. Dice in an alley. Again, that's more of a gambling thing, which I can't get involved in that anymore. But there are other games. People might know that we have a game here at the station. We have a pinball machine here at the station on the third floor. And so lately, I've been in the habit of playing a couple games for my show. I find that it relaxes me, it clears my mind, lowers the blood pressure. Even when I lose, man, it's fine. It's fine.
Trust Bucci.
And it's all free. It's a free play game. So if it wasn't, I'd be smashing it with my fists and trying to, grabbing the quarters back out. But it's free, so because it's good, because I lose a lot. It must be some sort of hand-eye coordination thing. I don't have it, and even if I close my eyes and use someone else's hands, I don't do so well. And it really doesn't help that there are many DJs here that are really, for some reason, are really good at pinball. We got the Garbage Man, Matt Warwick. He's very good. Susan Hot Rod, very good. But the person who is the best of them all is our assistant general manager, Michelle, with one L. It's on this piece of paper. I have to say one L on it. She is actually ranked seventh in New Jersey. She's in the top seven, which is a thing, top seven. And the 13th best player in all of New York. There's 8 million people in New York. All of them in pinball leagues. And Michelle's number 13. That's good. So in this, you know, following my doctor's orders, I really, you know, I want to throw myself into pinball this week. and possibly next week. And if I want to continue this and not just be, you know, try to get some headway on this thing, maybe I should have her on. I thought maybe I'd have her on and give me tips, pinball tips. I don't want any other tips, like, on this show. I don't need notes. And I actually think that you, and I'm talking to you, you out there would benefit from this as well. You know, I know people love pinball, and it's a really hard game to get good at. So if you're trying to get better, if you lied on your job application and said you were super good at it, or if you want to elevate your game, if you're kind of flatline, you're like, I can only play for 3 minutes and then the game is over, which is me. I just basically close my, you know, like I said, close my eyes and just flap at the flappers until the game ends. So I definitely need help. And you definitely need help too, trust me. You need the reps. So, I brought a pinball machine. I brought it from downstairs. I dragged it up the stairs, don't tell Ken. We just painted the hallway. There may be a couple scrapes on that. Got my pinball machine. It's made of wood, apparently. And I got it here in the studio. It's a Gottlieb Bronco, 1977. Supposedly. I think it's a good one. And so I'd like to play some games. This hour, we're going to play some games. And you can play some games. I'm gonna see if I can play against Michelle and how long I last in that. And you too as well. You've always wanted to do that. Then this is the show for you. Or Micah's show after this, because he's also going to play pinball as well. And you can ask, I mean, it's not just games. You can ask her questions on how to get better, tips, tricks, etc. On the air. If you get drunk and brag that you can beat, that you're the best, well, call up and prove it. Play pinball. So, that is after the break, babes. We're going to do the whole hour. We're going to do that pinball cha-cha. It's Yellow with one of their songs. What is it called? Oh. It's called the Pinball Cha-Cha. That's funny. I just said that. On WFMU.
Now, if you watch this man, he's really one unity with his machine. He's the number one pinball player in Mexico City. And for him, if he plays his game, everything is claro que sí. Thank you.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Pinball.
Call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Hey! It's Bucci. Back. Oh my god, why am I so loud? Oh, that's because the fader is turned up all the way. I'm so nervous. This is too loud also. Alright, hey, we're back. I'm Bucci. We're playing pinball all hour long. 201-209-9368 to do that. And to help me with this, in the studio is my friend and your acquaintance... Michelle.
Michelle E.
That doesn't have any L's at all. Sorry.
It didn't.
Sorry, I'm trying to get these right. There was no L's in that that name.
Absolutely no respect.
Well, I got the drop. I just, you know, messed it up a little bit. So, Michelle, we're going to play pinball.
Okay.
For like the fifth time ever on the radio, we're going to play. There's going to be a radio pinball.
That was nice of you to get that machine down here.
Yeah, I know. It really was heavy. And I see that we're painting. We're painting.
Yes.
So if there's a couple of dents and scratches, I mean, I will just paint over those again.
Yeah, what can you do?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've been asking that for a while now. So, Michelle, where did your history with pinball begin? Because every time, I mean... You should see her, folks. She's just with her... hey, Pony. The dog is here, too. With your sleeves rolled up, cursing like a drunken sailor, playing pinball. So where did this all start with you?
It actually started with another DJ, Susie Hot Rod.
Susan Hot Rod.
Yeah, Susan Hot Rod. She had a league going with some people, and she emailed WFME. Do you hear that, like, ding, ding, ding?
Yeah, that's the bed music.
Oh, distracting. Yeah.
That's how I like it.
Perfect.
I'll bring it down.
Sorry.
Pony, what are you doing?
You can give her to me over here. I'm sorry. Anyway, she was saying she needed people to join her league, and I said okay.
Yeah. So that was, but so now
that was and 2018.
And you have far surpassed her now, I would say. You're nodding yes, but
I can beat her 50-50.
50-50. Okay.
But she used to beat me all the time.
Right.
You don't get better if you don't practice.
What appeals to you about that? Like, why pinball? Are you a sporty person where it's just kind of...
I'm a competitive person.
Competitive person.
We all know that,
yes,
I think.
I do know that.
Yeah. And I don't know, you can really zen out when you're doing it.
Really?
And kind of just put other things in the back of your mind and really
concentrate.
That's
what I'm trying to do. And I can concentrate. I can't concentrate for all the losing that I do. Like, it really breaks the concentration when the dang ball goes down the...
What?
I don't know what it's called. Is it called an out slot? I think
there's
it's called
an out hole.
Yeah, that's it. It goes down the out hole, and you know, I can't get into that Zen state, which I'm hoping we can do today.
You got to practice. Practicing is so. All the women that I know bought machines during the pandemic.
Why all the women that you know?
Because I'm in a women's pinball league. Also, it's called Bells and Chimes.
Okay.
If anyone's interested in joining, we have a tournament coming up at the Red Hook Pinball Museum, all classics. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Email me at feelings@wfmu.org. Anyway.
Yes.
So they all bought machines during the pandemic, and they all got so much better.
Right.
And I didn't have a machine because I had to come to work because this is broadcast media, so we're a...
You had to come to work, and there was no way for you to practice outside of hanging around bars or whatever, which you're trying to not to do as much.
So I think I could have been a lot better.
Yes.
But I'm okay.
Okay. And, like, why is this, like, are you competitive about other things as well?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to answer that question. All right, 201-209-9368. We are playing pinball, or we want to play pinball anyway, on the radio. If you want to play with Michelle, play against Michelle, we can do that and see how good your game is if you're really good. Do you want to play?
Against you?
Against me.
Okay, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
You've been getting better.
I have been getting... Yeah. I've been trying to get better. Like you said, it's the reps.
Yeah.
And... I try to play a couple of games, but I think it depends on the game, too. It's very frustrating.
Yes.
You know, like, I don't understand the point system at all, because it feels like sometimes a million points is good.
Yes.
And then sometimes it's terrible.
Yeah, it varies from game to game.
Why? So, do you think that, how do you judge, then? How do you,
usually
like,
the new games just are, like, billions of points.
Because
the
it's
old
just,
games are, like, 422 points.
Right. Because they're just made up, there's, like, there's hardly anything to it.
Yeah, which are great. I love the classics.
And now they have, like, LCD screens. Do you like the LCD screens on the thing?
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah. Don't you think it's just kind of like the game itself should be...
I like all the games from all the eras.
I see.
I'm not, like, a purist in that sense.
No. All right. Well, the game I have is called the Gottlieb 3000. I think it's from 2007.
I don't know that game.
Yeah. It's the one we have downstairs.
We must have gotten a new one.
Yeah, we got a new one.
In the past 3 hours.
Okay, so let's see. Looks like we're going to play. All right, so do you want to go first or should I go first?
You go first.
All right.
That's a power move. I'll go second.
It is, right? Because you can see.
Well, most people pick last, but when I'm playing with a group of four, I like to pick player three, because it kind of messes them up a little bit.
And you play in teams? Do you have a tag team partner or something? Or is it a solo, purely
it
solo?
It depends on the kind of match. So there's lots of different matches. There's, like, max match play. There's, like, match play where it's four people. There's head-to-head. There's strikes. There's, like, so
this
many
is,
different. You
this
can.
Is
there's
far
even
far too complicated.
There's even a Magic the Gathering.
Gathering.
Magic the Gathering kind of card game type thing with pinball. That's official from the IFPA, like
International
Flipper Pinball Association.
Okay.
Flipper pinball,
right.
Yeah.
So wait
Which
a minute.
Which was illegal.
Which was?
Pinball was illegal.
What are you talking about?
From the 40s to the 70s.
Why? Because it was like, it
people
you know,
considered
like
it
jazz,
gambling.
That and jazz music, it was like, you know, it turned teenagers against the government.
Well, apparently, not only was it considered gambling,
and
like after the slot machines were made illegal, then people started going to pinball. And before pinball had flippers, it was more of a game of chance. And also the mob used it to launder money because it's a cash.
You know what? That's right. Because in Providence, the mob in Providence, where the headquarters where all the mobsters hung out, it was a pinball. They allegedly fixed pinball, and there was a pinball machine in the window that had all these demonic Santa Clauses on them.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It was the Patriarch crime family. They were deep into
now
pinball.
Now I'm real scared. Are we going to get our kneecaps broke?
So wait. You said it was a game of chance, so there was no ball or no flippers?
There was a ball, but there was just a plunger. There was no flippers.
The plunger is the thing on the side.
The plunger is the
We're
thing
already
that you,
learning things.
The plunger is the thing that you pull back to launch the ball.
Right.
So there was, like, pins and stuff and holes, and it was definitely more of a game of chance, and people thought it was being marketed to children also.
Right.
So they made it illegal, And it's very sad. And there's a picture of Mayor LaGuardia at the time with all these pinball machines. And he's smashing them with a sledgehammer. And he looks so delighted. They also were in a lot of strip clubs, like strip bars.
Oh.
In the front of like a... You know what I thought a big difference between me and you the other day? I'm sorry I'm talking so much.
Mm-hmm.
Was I was listening to your show,
mm-hmm.
and you kept calling it porno. And no
I
one,
calling what porno?
You were talking about that you found a porno.
Yeah.
But people just say porn.
Oh, I don't know. I
because you
I
don't
try
watch a lot of porno.
I try to be polite towards porno.
Yeah, I guess
I don't
you
like
do.
To abbreviate it. You know, I don't like use your slang. You probably just use the word letter P because you say it so much.
Yeah, maybe that's me. I thought that was a... I was like, he's much, like...
Are there any pornographic pinball machines?
Yeah.
Like one where you hit the thing and the lady's top falls off or
there's
the gentleman's bottom?
There's a lot of very sexist art in pinballs.
Yes.
That
oh,
is
I've noticed
it's
that.
It's very pin-up.
Yes.
It's very, like, very sexist. So
It makes me furious.
Yeah, obviously.
When I see that. But nothing too, nothing graphic, which is another reason for LaGuardia to smash up the things where it was like titillating or anything like that. Or making like, you know, moaning sounds or
there's
anything.
There's no moaning, but there's definitely like, there's a Playboy machine.
Mm. I was making that noise about something other entirely.
Yeah, something else.
All right. So, all right. You're stalling and
okay.
I'm going to try to play this game.
Okay.
All right. So, hold on. Ah. All right. Now, let's get it going, all right?
Okay. Nice move.
Oh, wow.
Extra ball.
Extra ball going.
Extra ball.
Captain Picard.
Why does it say that? It's not a...
Wow, you're going wild there.
Oh, I tilted it. Oh, no.
You were hitting it too hard.
So sleepy.
Do you think that's what it was? That's, I was hitting it too hard?
When you tilt, that's because there's a...
Yeah, I know. I was slamming into it.
Slam tilt.
But nope. I heard that tilting is good. It's almost the thing that you need to do.
No, nudging is good. People always get those two confused. So
what did describe nudging? Before I do, 201-209-9368. Come on, play pinball against me and Michelle. I mean, I'm going to win, but you might lose.
That was some nice flipper control there.
Yeah, well,
I'm... Trusting the bounce and such.
Well, I'm trying, and also I'm doing that thing. I try to do that thing where you catch the pinball and then flip it. This is a new thing. You flip it to the other flipper.
Oh, yeah, post-pass.
It's called a post pass.
It depends. If you hit it off the post, it's a post pass. It's also called, there's a move named after a guy, and I forget what it's called.
President Clinton?
No.
Okay. All right, so what do you think? So I was just tilting it too long, and what you really need to be doing is nudging it, because it nudges it out of the...
Yeah, so you're thinking about, like, if it's going out the out lane, you're nudging the machine, not the ball.
All right, I'm going to try it again.
So the machine's moving.
Big point.
But not too hard.
Oh, come on!
Get yourself a hot dog.
Get myself a hot dog.
You also just took my turn.
Yeah, but I'm don't worry. I just need to get a little bit...
Seem the like for me.
The ball goes right down the... What do you do when the ball goes right down the middle? There's nothing you can do.
It feels like
it's a flaw in the game.
Yeah.
Like they should have made the flippers much longer, almost as long as so they could touch.
There's actually something called lightning flippers, and those are shorter flippers. So
oh,
it makes
so it's
it
like
even
those
harder.
Are the, but so what do you do? That's the age-old thing.
You have to predict. So I'm not very
you
good
have
at
to
that.
Predict.
Yeah. I'm not great at that, but you have to see it when it's coming from the top and move it. You can't just wait.
And jar it or something.
Jiggle it a little bit.
All right, don't say jiggle. All right.
You said titillating.
No, I didn't. Yeah. Caller, you got your booch. And Michelle.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Henry.
Oh, hey, Henry. How are you?
Good.
Say hi to Michelle.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Henry.
Can you hear Michelle when she talks? Okay, good. Well, don't get mad. Don't be rude to Michelle. You're embarrassing me in front of my guest. All right, so, Henry, how often do you... Are you a pinball fanatic? A pinball wizard, you might say?
No.
Henry? Henry? I can't hear you, buddy.
You got to talk louder.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Henry? Or do you like pinball?
I like pinball. I've played it before.
Mm-hmm. What's your score? What's your top score? It's probably like 3.
I can't really tell the number because I got it so high that I threw up the pinball machine.
That he threw up on the pinball machine?
You threw up on the pinball machine?
No, I blew up the pinball machine.
Oh, you blew it up?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, okay, do you want to play against Michelle? Do you want to see if she can give you a little tips and we can find out where the flaws of your game are?
Yeah.
Yes. There you go. All right, so Henry, you get to go first because Michelle has a power move and she's going to go second, okay, if that's okay with you?
Okay.
All right, do you want to start right now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get going. Come on, Henry.
It's lunchtime. Million.
Oh, you got a million.
Big deal.
Oh, that's not a good deal. That's it. You tilted it again, Henry. And you threw up all over the board again. Henry, Michelle, what did he do wrong?
He was just too excited.
Yeah, too excited.
I think that happens to me too, where you just get too excited.
What'd you say?
How'd I throw up on the pinball?
I don't know. I mean, maybe you ate too many strips
Fruit
of bacon,
loops.
Fruit Loops, for breakfast. So you're playing it. You're kind of losing concentration. Michelle, do you want to play? I really want. I think Henry, you should see Michelle. Her index fingers are super muscular.
Very strong.
Yes, very strong.
Twice as big as the average index finger.
Right. And that's just one index finger.
Yes.
All right, Henry. Watch and learn. Go ahead, Michelle.
Watch this. See that?
Oh, my God.
It's lunchtime.
It's lunchtime.
You see that? Fast fingers.
Henry, you know, she's kind of blowing you out of the water a little bit. All right. And... Oh, she tilted too! Oh, man.
Captain Picard.
Okay, Captain Picard.
That's the best game, Star Trek
Next Generation.
Star Trek
The Next Generation?
Oh, yeah, such
a
great game.
Yeah, that is a good one. Henry, I hope you learned something from this encounter.
You lost.
And unfortunately, I forgot to say this. We were playing for money. So you owe Michelle $10 now.
I'll take it all in quarters.
Technically, you give it to her because you owe me $10. And I'll give those $10 to Michelle.
That works.
You're going to give me $10? What is it?
No, you give me $10. And I give those $10 to Michelle.
Okay, so it's like, I don't understand. All right, so I guess I'll do it in, I'll give it to you in quarters.
Please.
Quarters.
All right, here you go, Michelle. Thanks, Henry. 201-209-9368. While we were playing, we lost a couple of callers, so call up. Man, you beat the...
I had to.
You bit the tennis shoes off that kid.
I can't let a kid beat me, can
no.
I?
What if a kid beat you? You'd kind of be...
A kid has beat me before.
Really?
Yes. One of the women in the league has a daughter named Brucie, and she beat me at Guns N' Roses pinball once, and I was trying.
Yeah, I mean, well...
But now I'm better than her.
She's probably a savant. You're like, yeah. You know, they were born with flippers.
Yeah.
And they were born next to a pinball machine.
Right. Yeah.
With so. Both flippers and a cut.
I get it. I get it.
Oh, Bucci.
Is that an adage?
No. Oh. Caller, you got Bucci. And Michelle.
Hey, Bucci.
Jesus.
Hey, Michelle.
Whoa.
Screaming.
Whoa.
All right. Who is this?
Hero.
Oh, hey, Hero. How are you doing? A lot of kids want to. Yeah. So, Hero, what's your experience with pinball or PB?
Well,
or pinner.
I've played it before.
You've never played pinball before?
I might have.
Oh, not
I think
sure.
I did once, maybe.
Memorable experience.
Good story. all right. Well, I mean, do you want to play now against against Michelle?
Sure.
Okay. Well, you gotta your fingers. You gotta wash all the candy off your fingers. They're all sticky. You're gonna stick to the what are those things? The buttons? They're just called buttons. Is there any industry term for the buttons at the other either side?
There is, but I forgot.
Okay. This is why you're number 7, Frank.
I know.
Not number 1.
I was 2.
Yeah. So, all right, Henry. Why don't you go first? Okay.
I'm Hero. All right.
Oh, shoot.
I'll try.
All right. Hero. Yes. Okay. All right. Let's go.
Okay. Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Come on. Oh. You got it. Oh. Nudge it. Do a nudge. Nudge.
Yeah.
That was loud. Come on. Keep going.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I know you're trying. That's the problem.
It's lunchtime. Oh, extra ball. Big points.
Yo, big points. There you go.
Hey, it's only pinball.
So sleepy.
So sleepy. Oh. Close. Very close. You did good. What are your points here? Oh, 3 million. That's very good, Henry.
Wow.
Yeah, well, it starts at 2 million, so I don't know. But, Michelle, any tips, pointers?
I think he might be a natural.
You're a natural, Henry. A hero.
A hero.
I'm not a natural at calling you by the right name, unfortunately. A hero. But you're a natural, so maybe you should start gambling on it. You, maybe you can start gambling. Your family would like that if you started bringing home some money.
Mm.
And you're I don't know, I found it on the street. And you're like, well, you've been gambling on pinball again, Hero? No, I swear to God. Why are your index fingers so muscular? I don't know. I've been pointing. All right, anyway.
I've been pointing a lot.
I've been doing a lot of pointing. All right. Good job, Henry. I appreciate you calling.
Hero.
I gotta go. There's 2 kids, and they both have an H name, and it's very confusing. I would say almost impossible to tell them.
Yeah, and one after the other.
Yeah, bang, bang. Yeah. Do you want to play? I have some questions for here.
Okay. I really don't know much compared to the average person I play with.
What makes a good pinball machine, in your opinion, good versus a bad pinball machine?
Something with a good flow, something with a good story.
The story is important to you.
Yeah, I mean, in some of the games it is.
Why?
Something that's not boring, that's not super repetitive.
Like the gameplay itself, like the voices, or like if Godzilla's like, oh, I'm so mad, you're beating me.
Yeah, there's some that the music isn't that good. The music gets really repetitive.
Right.
Sometimes, it looks like an elaborate play field, but there's really only one shot you take over and over again.
Right. And the older games, I imagine, would be like that, too.
The older games are so fun. They're, less story-driven, but they're just very simple, but there's a lot of skill involved in those.
Okay, that was one question. I said, now, you also make... Now, you've handed me a list of questions to ask you.
Okay.
So, what is it... You fix pinball machines,
I'm
too,
learning
right?
how For, to fix pinball machines.
Right. And what's a good... What is a simple task that a person who owns a pinball machine should learn how to do if they want to keep their pinball machine... I got to stop saying pinball machine. in good working
People
order.
Call it a pinball, but I don't like to call it a pinball.
They call what a pinball?
The machine a pinball.
Okay. Well, I guess they call baseball.
I guess they do.
And they call football.
They do.
So that's what they do. They're just calling it by the ball.
Yeah.
Never thought about that, did you?
I never, ever. My mind is kind of blown.
Okay. So what's so something that people should learn how to do?
Well, I think cleaning the play field, keeping the play field very clean is important.
How do you do that? You take off the...
You take off the glass.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then you wash the play field with some stuff called Novus.
That's a, okay.
N-O-V-U-S.
Okay, is this a good question or is this a little
No.
It seems a little boring.
And then you have to learn how to solder.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. Because you, because these things are cheap, right? They're made, they are always breaking down.
They're not cheap.
No, but I mean they're cheaply made, but they are.
No.
No, okay.
But they break because it's wires.
Right. And, okay, well, that's interesting. All right, we have a new contestant. I don't know what you call it. Player?
Yeah.
Challenger. Caller, you got your booch. And Michelle.
What's up, Bubba Babuche and Michelle?
Oh, hey.
Michelle E.
All right, what's your name?
It's Adino.
It's, oh, hey, Adino. Oh, is it Dino or Adino?
It's Dino.
Okay, hey, Dino. All right, Dino, what's your pinball history, or your pinball history?
I like that fireball one with the spinner in the middle.
Yes.
What's that?
It's an old one.
So what is it? Let me guess what
I'm
the spinner
good at the
does.
Hobbit machine.
Hobbit? Do you know that one?
I hate that game.
Why?
I just don't think it's fun.
No. And does it make you watch that movie, The Hobbit, while you're playing it?
No, it doesn't have video scenes in it, but it has call-outs.
Okay.
I didn't think it was particularly fun, but I was doing well, so that's
yeah,
why I liked it.
That's what makes me like a game sometimes, if I'm good at it.
Okay. And, all right, so do you
want... Oh, and I also won the pinball record from Michelle during Marathon.
Oh, you did?
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you
thing
were...
Thing is awesome.
You were here, or was this like when you were asleep, or what do you mean? Like when you were
no,
here?
No, during Marathon. It was a
like
giveaway.
Like pledging. It was a prize.
I don't... Okay. So,
you know the marathon, the
yes.
fundraising marathon?
So as part of a prize, you could say that you beat...
No, like an actual LP.
I won a physical LP,
right,
a record
don't yell
with,
at
with
me.
Pinball music.
He is yelling at you.
Okay. So, all right. Now I understand. With the pinball sounds on it.
Yeah, I feel like I shouldn't have given that away.
Yeah, that sounds very cool, actually.
Yeah.
All right, and you play... Is it like a white noise thing? Do you play it while you're trying to go to sleep?
No, it's got like the songs from the pinball machines in the background.
I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around this. This
Medieval record. Madness is a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're
Night Moves. That's a good one.
You mean the song, Working on a Night Move.
Well, you know I love that song, but it's...
Yeah, that's great.
They didn't have, like, the IP for it, so...
That song's about
like
pinball?
No. Okay. No, no. Oh, Bucci. Okay. Oh, sweet, sweet Bucci.
All right. That is a Bucci adage, actually. I can't find the... Oh, there it is.
Bucci.
Added. All right, Dino, do you want to play?
Sure.
Okay, why don't you step up to...
I'll go first.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay,
you
no
go first.
No post-passing, though.
What does that mean, post-passing?
When you hit a post and it jumps over to the other one. Shatsing, that's what the other thing is called.
Do you know the Cargrave Stop?
The what?
Cargrave Stop?
That's going to be so easy.
What is that?
Uh-oh.
This guy.
I almost hung up after that chuckle.
This guy.
All right. So it sounds like you got your work cut out for you, Michelle. Why don't you give it a shot? Okay.
All right. Let's go.
All right.
Good luck.
Oh my God, Michelle.
I don't know.
What the heck?
That rude
right down
chuckle.
The crapper.
It just
rude
went
chuckle
right.
Got in my face.
Wow.
I'm
Michelle, that was... I might have to have this guy on as my host.
My nerves got the best of me.
Well, I understand.
It happens.
All right, Dino, you want to go?
All right. I'm playing with one hand, though.
Oh,
that's
handicap.
How my friends practice.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not by choice, but...
Oh. So, wait. So they go... They hit the thing on one end, and then
yeah.
they go like this?
That's
yeah,
how they
I'm
going
to have to run back
better.
And forth.
But,
so.
But why is that good practice, though? You're not doing that in a real game.
Because it makes your, like, coordination... And your fastness better.
All right.
Cardio, I don't know.
All right, ready, Dino? Let's go.
All right, let's go. All right, left side.
Yeah, make
right
more
side.
Noises so we can make sure you're
left
actually
side.
Playing and not lying.
Right side.
Yeah.
I'm regretting this now already.
No, you're doing good. Though you are sweating a lot.
Yeah.
It's really, it's soaking.
The floor's getting slippery.
Yeah, yeah. Stop sweating so much. Doing well though.
Left, right, left, right.
I have no notes. Do you have any notes? Is he doing all right?
I want him to lose.
What's my score? I'm not even looking.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, lunchtime.
All right.
He, yeah, good ball. Nice ball.
Nice. That was a nice ball. What do you got? What you got? 16 million points.
It's pretty good.
Oof. Pretty good. Yeah. Well, I mean,
personal best.
So I think because you did meet Michelle, now you're ranked number 6 in New Jersey, right?
More than just one tournament.
Oh. All right, you could just brag and say you're number 6 in New Jersey, Dino.
Okay.
Bye. He's going to do it, too.
He should.
So
sounds very impressive.
Well, he did very well.
He did do very well. He can't win them all.
No, which is the problem with these things.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you ever dream... This is a good question. Do you ever dream that you're, like, trapped in a pinball machine and, like, the ball is coming after you like Indiana Joe?
No, like I'm the Incredible Shrinking Woman or something?
Yes, like you're Incredible Shrinking Woman and the ball is coming after you.
No, but I'm going to dream that tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to will myself to dream that.
And, like, wake up and you're swatting at the air and you're like, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it.
You've never had that dream?
No.
I've had that dream and I don't play pinball that
much.
You're
so lucky.
Well, I have nightmares.
So do I.
What does it mean when you have a nightmare every single night?
I know. My boyfriend has that. Last night I dreamt that I murdered someone, and then 40 years later my mom tried to get me to confess to it and got a bunch of lawyers to gang up on me.
Wow, that's an involved dream.
Yeah, I know.
You say to your boyfriend, and you met your boyfriend at a pinball
thing. I did.
Now, did you beat him?
No, he's really good.
Oh, he's really good. Because I was going to say that kind of establishes a dynamic within the relationship. You get used to losing, buddy.
He was the 2015 New York State champion.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Carly, you got Shabooch, E, and Michelle, to some extent.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hey, Booch. What's going on? How are you?
What's going on?
Christ.
All right. Hey, what's your name?
I'm Tom.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. And, ask Michelle how she's doing.
Oh, how are you, Michelle, with 1L?
I'm fine, thank you. You sound like you play. You sound like you flip.
Yeah, are you a flipper?
What are we flipping?
No.
Houses?
No. Do you play pinball? Maybe you've noticed the theme of this show.
Pinball.
We're talking about pinball.
Oh, I missed the entire show.
Oh, I see.
Well, I had to call in before it ended.
Well,
I'm a big fan.
Well, thank you very much. Now, what we're doing here, Tom, is we're playing pinball on the radio. Now, Michelle is ranked number 7 in New Jersey. What in New York City?
13.
13 in New York City, so
wow.
She's very good. And what are you ranked as far as a pinball?
Wizard, actually.
So you're very good then. Sounds like you're the top tier.
Pretty good,
So
yeah.
What we're going
to
do...
I don't like to brag, but I'm... Nationally ranked in Latvia.
All right. So, Tom, you want to play a game against Michelle? That's what we're doing this hour.
Sure. I think we could try that.
No, we're going to do more than try. All right. Let's get going there, Tom. You go first, okay, baby?
We're going. Yeah, let's do it.
Star Wars, The Empire State.
Left, right, left.
You blew it.
Oh!
I know, man. You took your eye off the ball. You were too busy looking deep into my eyes, and you took your eyes off the ball there.
Well,
Tom.
You're just so handsome.
I know. So, Michelle, any notes aside from don't
stop
look at...
Stop being so handsome,
Stop
Bucci.
Looking at the DJ.
Stop looking at the handsome guy? Well,
yeah.
Tell him to stop being so handsome.
Well, I mean, I don't know. tell a tsunami to stop ruining people's lives. All right, I gotta go. I shouldn't have brought up tsunamis.
Everything was going so well.
Until I brought up a terrible tsunami. All right. You know what? We have some trivia. We have a little bit of time if you want to play a couple more games. So far, Michelle has only lost one game. Well, actually, have you played against me?
I don't remember.
We'll save that at the end. What is the best-selling pinball machine? You
Adam's
also gave
Family.
Yeah. That's right. I remember that one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
They're all kind of from that, you know, the Next Generation was a good one.
That's a good era.
Good era, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of that middle. Do you know anything about the what company created the original Star Wars pinball machine in 1992? Do you know what that one is?
Williams? Stern?
Nope.
Gottlieb?
Yep. No.
Data East.
Data East. That's it. Amazing.
I love Data East.
Those were all the things. You love Data East. They do a good thing.
Yeah, they do cool, weird games.
All right. Which... No, you know, that's an easy one. Which band's machine figures a full concept light show with color-changing LEDs?
The Who?
No.
Led Zeppelin.
Nope. It's A, Kiss, B, Guns N' Roses, C, Metallica, D, Aerosmith.
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses.
That game sucks.
Why? Because the band is so terrible?
No, I love Guns N' Roses. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, so do you like the last one they did? What's the one?
The Chinese Democracy.
Chinese Democracy?
No. Okay. It's more of a nostalgia.
Sure. Well, I'm nostalgic for Chinese Democracy. That came out 15 years ago.
Did it?
I don't know. All right, let's play a game against...
Micah, you want to play?
Yeah, Micah, do you want to play pinball against Michelle?
I only get paid to play.
I think that's not allowed. All right, let's let's play. You know what? Let's play simultaneously. I'll do the right side and you do the left-hand
side.
That's
split flipper. That's actually a real thing.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to split that flip.
All right. Oh. Gucci, get it.
I can't. You're in the way. Move. Michelle.
Come on, Gucci.
Don't touch. This is my side of the flipper.
You blew that. Foo Fighters is kind of a fun game.
That's a new one, right?
Foo Fighters. I don't love... Well, I hate the band. I hate the band.
You hate the band, but they...
You know,
they
knew something was up with Dave Grohl.
What do you mean? When did you know?
Like,
just in general?
Since the second I saw him, I was like... It's like Will Smith. Everyone liked Will Smith. I was like,
you better watch that guy.
Something's not right with that guy.
Well, what's right? No, I see. I remember. You know what? Let's not get into, because people on the board are going to be really mad. They're all a bunch of Foo Fighters stands.
And they're just okay, gonna, like, fair. You know, but the game's pretty fun.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and they do play the Foo Fighters music, but that's not the end of the world. Mike, are you sure you don't want to play a round?
I told you, I'm a professional.
Oh, he's playing! Oh, nice job. Thanks. Come on, Micah. Stop. Oh, he's going to... Stop crying. All right. He lost. He gave up. All right. So, Michelle, do you have any tips, you know, for out there, the best possible tip for someone who's trying to get good, other than reps, which is a terrible answer? Just a...
Flip less.
Flip less.
Trust the bounce.
I see. Very zen.
Yeah.
That was that zen state you were thinking of. But, okay.
Flip less.
But I feel like that's a good way to lose, don't you think?
No. It's how you get the ball under control.
Control.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with me. I feel at no point when I'm playing pinball am I in control of the game.
You got to slow the game down.
Yeah.
Flip less.
Flip less, people. All right. Michelle, you want to play one more game?
Sure,
why not? We have 14 more seconds.
Okay.
All right.
I got you this time, though.
All right.
Or let's split flipper again. Go, right. Go.
That's crazy.
Trust the bounce.
All right, I'm trusting. Oh, wow. Here we go.
You big.
Oh, my God. That's enough. Fucking cursed
rude.
At me. That was so rude.
You're getting better.
I think, you know what? If I improved a little bit.
You improved a little bit.
And I think you got a little worse, actually.
I might have.
Yeah.
Your company always makes me worse.
That's what this show does to people. all right. So thank you. We've been playing. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks for having me.
You've been flipping the flip at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online.
Shit.
Shouldn't have. online and all the time at WFMU.org. Up next, Music of Mind Control with Micah, who listens to Bucci. You douche.
Are you prepared? This isn't your first invitation to get saved. No doubt right now you recall other church services where you turned down God's invitation to be saved.
I plead with you today to come to give your heart and life to Jesus Christ. Like one of the thieves who simply received Christ in his heart and life. And he gazed upon the eyes of Jesus Christ and saw his compassionate eyes and said, Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. And our Lord said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Today you can be saved. Today you can come to the Lord Jesus Christ and have salvation. I urge you now to come and to give your heart and life to Jesus Christ.
Tim, don't you think he's a good preacher?
Tim, Miss Fowle is talking to you.
I wish you wouldn't have made me come here. I feel so uncomfortable that preacher man's trying to get to me.
Many of you are like one of the bad doers. You have rejected Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord.
Will you all stand, please, as the choir sings, Just As I Am?
I urge you right now to make your decision for Jesus Christ. Will you come right now?
I tell you, that preacher's working on me. Our church never tries to scare you into religion. Besides, I like the way our preacher teaches. He says everybody's a child of God.
But Tim, your preacher's dead wrong. The only way anybody can be saved is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Man, all this is just too much.
Tim, I'm so sorry for you.
Oh, how I wish I could help you to see how awful it would be to turn Jesus down and go to hell. To me, one of the most awful things about hell will be the tormenting worms. In Isaiah chapter 14, verse 11, we read about people being in hell in a place where the worms are spread under them and the worms cover them. In Mark chapter 9, Jesus said, hell is a place where the worm dieth not. But you say, preacher, these are not literal worms, are they? God would not punish men like this, would he? The Bible says that he will. But you say, preacher, I've always thought that Jesus meant conscience when he said the worm dieth not. This cannot be the case. The word conscience is used 33 times in the New Testament. In every instance, it is the Greek word synodisis. The word used in Mark 9 is not synodisis. Instead, it is scolex. And the word scolex means maggot. Therefore, the worms in hell are literal worms. Can you imagine what it would be like to have worms gnawing on your face, gnawing on your mouth, your ears, your arms, your whole body? Can you imagine the torture caused by such worms? Think of the horrible odors, the continual itchiness. Imagine what pain they will give. No wonder the Bible says that there will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. In Acts 12, we have the only other time in the New Testament where the word scolex is used. It is in reference to one of the King Herods who was making a speech at Caesarea when he was eaten up of worms. This was the Herod who killed James and sought to kill Peter. He had just accepted a claim as God, but his subjects would soon learn that he was not God. Nor would he be a mortal man much longer, as you will see in this dramatized scene. For God will not share his glory with any man. Would soon be just a dim memory as the worms devoured his organs. They feasted on his black heart, relishing his gluttonous intestines. They devoured his eyeballs, his face, and all of him until nothing was left but the odorous, rotten form that had once been the evil Herod. What a horrible sight to behold. What an awful stench there must have been. Does this give you a nauseating feeling? Then think what it would be like not to behold it, but to be in it forever, where neither you nor the worms shall ever die. In Luke 16:19-31, Jesus tells us about two men. The name of the one was Lazarus. The name of the other is not given. He is simply called the rich man. There are those who teach that this is a parable, but it is not a parable. It is a story of two real men who lived on earth, and when they died, they went to two real places to live forever. Because we intend paraphrasing the rich man and Lazarus the beggar, we would first like to introduce the rich man, who shall be known as Dives in this motion picture. Dives loved to take trips with his friends and his five brothers, mainly because he wanted to impress them with his importance. The rich man had literally thousands of acres of land where his slaves worked their fingers to the bone. But to Dives, this unhumanitarian trait meant nothing. What mattered most, he was lord of all he surveyed. On occasions, his travels would take him to the almost dreamlike world of Petra, the red rose city hewed out of solid rock. This is Mount Seir and the Selah of the Old Testament. But Dives' trips were not one of sightseeing. He was out to make money and cheat anyone that he could. Philip and Nathaniel, two disciples of Jesus, were holding a service one day near the home of the rich man.
What's that terrible noise I hear, Nathan?
That's a group of those disciples, those followers of Jesus. They're over there singing and testifying.
Testifying and singing? Let's go see what those fanatics are doing. Come on, woman.
Of Nazareth? Who is he?
He's the leader of a false religion that's deceiving people all over this land. A fake, a deceiver, a false prophet. You don't need to follow him.
Thank you, ladies. Now I'd like for you to give your attention to my good friend, Nathaniel.
Thank you, Philip. Thank you.